Ukraine has dismissed Russian claims that it killed hundreds of soldiers in a missile attack on Kramatorsk. Schools and apartment blocks were damaged in the attack in the eastern city, but Ukraine's military says no one was killed. Russia said the strike was in retaliation for Ukraine's New Year attack, which killed dozens of Russian soldiers.
There was an explosion and then another, a series of explosions, and one made the windows shake. Really, there's nothing else to tell you. Just a normal day.
I just went back to sleep. I thought about what to do next, but I just went back to bed.
Let's go to Charles Stratford, who is in Kyiv for us. And Charles, is there any evidence at this stage to back up Russia's claim it killed hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers?
Absolutely no evidence at all as yet, and a flat dismissal by Ukrainian authorities that such an attack happened. We know that Kramatorsk is often targeted. It's often described as a garrison town. It has had lots of military in it for years. It's, as I say, traditionally a town associated with the military. And of course, you can imagine that those numbers of Ukrainian troops have increased as we've gone into this war, but no evidence whatsoever. I think this is important to put it in the context, as you alluded to in the intro, of this attack by the Ukrainian forces on the town of Makiivka in the early hours of New Year's Day, when they initially claimed that hundreds of Russian conscripts had been killed in that attack. And we saw for the first time an admission by the Russians that they said 89 conscripts had been killed. At a conscript center, a vocational school that was being used as some sort of conscript center there. In the wake of that admission, there was a lot of anger on social media amongst Russian army bloggers, a lot of anger amongst the Russian public as well, because the Russians blamed that attack, or the high casualties, on what they said was that the use of mobile phones by Russian conscripts that was giving basically a signal to Ukrainian forces that allowed them to attack that center. So it's understood that this announcement yesterday that 600 Ukrainian troops were killed in this attack on Kramatorsk is very much kind of an attempt by the Russians to basically set the record straight and look good in the face of, as I say, such big criticism for such a high death toll. In the meantime, there has been some interesting announcements with respect to developments along the Eastern Front. A lot of fighting again around the town of Bakhmut, most specifically the town of Soledar. Now, that's a few kilometres north of Bakhmut. It is a salt mining town. It has been heavily contested in recent months. And we've heard claims and counterclaims in recent days by both sides of advances there. We are hearing now, certainly according to President Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, saying that the Ukrainians are having to deploy additional fighting units to Bakhmut. It's understood in order to try and repel what seem to be increasing attacks by the Russians in that area. There have also been reports with respect to the area north of Bakhmut along the Donetsk-Lugansk border. The Ukrainian head of the regional military administration of Lugansk, Sergei Gaidai, saying that the situation was very complicated. He said that there were movements by the Ukrainians in some areas. In other areas, there was progress being made by the Russian forces. And he says that he expects the situation to get increasingly difficult as these winter temperatures continue to drop. It's expected to be down to around minus 17 in the next few days in the east of the country. It's around minus 5 here today in Kyiv with a bitter wind. So, of course, when those temperatures drop, the ground gets harder, and Gaidai, the Lugansk authority there, the Ukrainian Lugansk authority, saying that they are seeing the movement of heavy weaponry and more Russian units into the area around the town of Kramina, which we know the Ukrainians have been pushing slowly, very gradually towards in recent weeks.
OK, Charles Stratford, thank you so much for that update from Kyiv.